This is our main processing facility for the state.
Terry Telfer is president of Reynolds Recycling at Sand Island on Oahu.
We bale everything for export around the world.
Telfer points to a cube of crushed aluminum cans the size of a dishwasher.
Each bale weighs about 850 pounds, or about 25,000 containers in one bale.
His company operates 37 of the 98 Hi-5 redemption centers statewide, where customers get paid a nickel for each deposit beverage container made out of aluminum, plastic, or glass. They can also redeem copper, brass, lead, or solar panels and get paid by the pound. Telfer has been in the recycling business 27 years, but he's an environmentalist first.
When you recycle just one aluminum can, it saves the equivalent of a half a cup of gasoline. Just one can. When you recycle a plastic container, it saves twice as much energy as burning it in an incinerator. Just one glass bottle can run a 100-watt light bulb for 4 hours. It also causes 20% less air pollution and 50% less water pollution than when a new bottle is made from raw materials.
Hawaii's Hi-5 recycling program began 10 years ago and is administered by the Solid and Hazardous Waste Branch at the State Department of Health. Stephen Chang is the branch chief.
The aluminum has a higher value simply because it's a lot easier to make aluminum cans out of old aluminum cans than mining for aluminum ore and making it, the energy costs. They kind of offset the cost of recycling glass and plastic because those are being exported. So the aluminum kind of supports the whole recycling program because of its higher value.
Last fiscal year, the Hi-5 program's operating cost was $59.9 million with revenues of $59.6 million. The total cost to state taxpayers was $300,000. The state tracks each beverage container coming in and has achieved a 70% redemption rate overall. Darren Park oversees the Hi-5 program for the state and says Hawaii's isolation is what makes recycling manageable.
Whatever comes into the state of Hawaii is accounted for. We don't have to worry about material coming in from other states, unlike California, which has a neighboring state like Nevada, who's not a bottleable state, bringing their material in from Nevada into California and then redeeming it there, but those containers never paid into the program, so it's a liability.
Since then, Park says, California has started limiting redemptions to 100 pounds or lighter to discourage the interstate transport of materials. Park says before the Hi-5 program started in 2005, Hawaii's recycling rate was barely over 25% and nearly tripled overnight.
People, you know, want to get their nickel for that container. If you notice, you don't see cans, bottles, or anything, you know, much in the parks anymore, because whether it's the homeless or anyone, basically they pick up the litter and they always have the option to redeem it now.
It's going to take a while.
Robin Isosaki recycles every Saturday. She and her fellow workers save beverage containers to raise money for their annual employee appreciation prizes.
In a year, we can raise about $900. So today is going to be kind of small, but every bit counts. Today is $6.94.
Joe Damrell has been recycling since he arrived in Hawaii 8 years ago to supplement his monthly Social Security check.
I really am into recycling. I always have been. I've always saved bottles and cans, even back in Indianapolis when I lived there. Yeah. Today, I made a minimum of $3, which is fine. I'll go get a 99-cent taco or value fries, but it's all good.
The Hi-5 program has not changed much since its inception. More than 259 million plastic containers are shipped to secondary Far East markets, eventually ending up in China. But Solid and Hazardous Waste Branch Chief Chang says the cost of shipping all this plastic could be avoided in the future.
Our company has indicated interest in actually taking the plastic containers we have and collecting them and shredding them and making into new pellets to be made into new plastic containers here. We actually could see the first really large-scale, what we call zero waste. In other words, products are consumed and they get recycled into new products here in Hawaii.
Chang says recycling glass, which is shipped to California, remains the most expensive recycling challenge because processing it into usable products is about the same as shipping it. The recycling industry employs about 400 workers statewide. According to Reynolds Recycling President Telfer, salaries have gone up 55%, health insurance up 224%, and freight costs have increased 105%. He says recyclers have not received an increase in handling fees since 2005, and many operators cannot maintain the same level of service much longer. Telfer says raising High Five redemption rates would mean the taxpayer is ultimately the winner.
Michigan has a 10-cent deposit, and they're about a 95% recycling rate. So here in America, to get a very, very high recycling rate of 95, 10 cents would probably do it.
Telfer says the state has recycled 6 billion beverage containers over the last decade and has saved 1.8 years of landfill space. Accepting larger 2-liter plastic bottles and other containers would be a step forward. One recycled plastic bottle or aluminum can is back on the store shelf in 6 weeks, a glass bottle, 3 weeks. Besides, Telfer says, recycling is the right thing to do in Hawaii.
There are 10 bottle bill states, and those 10 bottle bill states recycle more than all the other states combined. The other states throw away enough aluminum to rebuild the entire airline industry every single year. That's a disgrace.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.